SEPTA officials say they're not sure when they can reopen the Center City trolley tunnel after wires were damaged. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
The Transit Authority changed the carbon sliders, thinking they would cut down on maintenance to overhead wires that give the trolleys their power. Kate O'Connor, who's in charge of SEPTA maintenance, admits they made a mistake by making that change.
Unfortunately, the underside of the wire is very rough from that interaction with the 4-inch slider. We've spent a lot of time since the trolley tunnel's been closed doing testing, seeing how often we have to replace the carbons, and trying to figure out how do we get ourselves to a point where we aren't running through the carbons so quickly that we won't be able to safely reopen the tunnel.
Repairs are continuing, but O'Connor says eventually the 5 miles of overhead wire will have to mostly be replaced.
We did have to order materials, which has somewhat of a long lead time, 6 to 7 weeks from when we put in the order. As that material starts coming in, we're going to do phased replacement.
In the meantime, SEPTA is trying to work out a way to open the tunnel in early January. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The EPA heard testimony in Pittsburgh this week about a proposal to change which waterways fall under the Clean Water Act. The Trump administration wants to limit protections on wetlands to only those with a continuous surface connection to a waterway. It estimates 80% of wetlands in the U.S. would fall outside of the new definition. Patrick Shirey, an environmental scientist at the University of Pittsburgh, says reducing wetland protections in the age of climate change will hurt water quality.
Storms are getting heavier, more frequent, and more devastating. And if we are not protecting our wetlands and headwater streams to suck up that stormwater, downstream communities bear the consequence.
The proposal is favored by developers, farmers, and ranchers. The comment period on the proposal ends January 5th. Fairly cloudy skies across much of the Delaware Valley on this Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures hovering in the 40s in many places. Atlantic City at 47, Downingtown at 44, and it's 43 degrees in Philadelphia.